I used to love him. I used to love him too. That was my brother. I knew a brother from Chicago. He taught me about apartheid. He had a lot of common sense, but folks had a dark side. Blowing out the window, folks took me on a car ride. Upstate New York, riding through the west side. With a gun like I'm Benny the Butch, screw facing like Conway, I just give him a look. Drove Rochester to Troy with a 38 special, cause we ain't in the boroughs, you think the murder rate's less? Yeah, I also lived out west, I threw dice with some niggas, look like DJ Quick. And I always listen to a gangster, long as he makes sense. I got it straight from the gangster, no he say shit. My youngin' out in DC, he was fighting at the go-go. Came home from the army, now he a sniper on the Lolo. Jersey, they was banging, they was naughty by nature. They were outlaws and Muslims, it's all in our nature. I was with some Florida Jits when I grew my lots. And some Geechies out of Charleston said they knew my pops. My man from VA with me, he blew my spot. We were grinding like the clips, I brought him through my block. Back then, Atlanta was conscious as fuck. Big city in the south, it wasn't country to us. Big boy stolen lack with the back window busted out. Andre and CeeLo in the trap, Gip looking out the window, raining. Dreaming about a better day is one way out the trap. We gotta find another way. They love me in Ohio. We were thugging on a mission, but when Bone came on, them niggas start tripping. Bought an 8-ball from a nigga, looked like MJG. He wore a vest, and I be damned, I let them spray me. His father was a musician, he played the horn down on Bill Street. Said Memphis a war zone, they living like the Middle East. So they moved to Mississippi, trying to find a little peace. They selling land in Alabama, we just need a little peace. A little land wise, daddy sing the blues though. I miss my homeboy from Texas, he was cool though. He used to starch and iron up his new clothes and play his mixtapes for me, but they was too slow. He said, nah, that shit chopped up and screwed though. Spitting with my dog from New Orleans named Cujo. Battling and all the New Yorkers in the lunch line. Cause to be from New York, you had to have one rhyme. At least 116 full of punchlines. But I had more raps than everybody combined. We used to listen to Brand New in lunchtime. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. And the sunshine, and the sunshine. I learned how to rap hanging with some niggas from Harlem. A street nigga who looked like Big L, but he really a robber. Yeah, he really a robber. Now he home from prison, got a shop. He really a barber walking down the street with his children. He really a father. But back then, his building was really the Carter. Not Lil Wayne, but Nino Brown. Nigga, really the Carter. You know, back then, niggas would argue if Beanie Sigel or Gilly was harder. We listened to Philly rappers because Philly was harder. Back then, a Philly rapper couldn't be soft. I used to hang with a nigga look like Leek Moss. They say his grandfather used to let that thing fly. Old gangster Muslim, now he selling bean pies. We call him Shaky, all about the Dean. The angel Jabril taught him how to read. Now I'm looking for them devils who brought me this pain. Selling paper with the fruit out Broadway and Kane. Salute, Minister James, he taught me the game. He said,
you have what you call pseudo-religious people. When I say pseudo, I mean they say they're religious and they're not. What I'm saying, you got pseudo-Muslims. In Atlantic City, in Cumberland County, in Salem County, claiming Islam as their reasoning, but they're blowing their brother away with guns. Because of some malfunction in the sale of drugs, in the sale of prostitution. You're killing each other because they have violated your action in iniquity. You've taken up business in the street that's against God and against humanity. And if somebody go against that, you're easy to kill them. You've lost your regard for human life. And they justify it as something that is the decree of Allah. Well, everything is the decree of Allah. And let me tell you what else is. The fact that you get paid for everything that you do is Allah's decree. So if you cause bloodshed in your neighborhood or anybody's neighborhood, the Quran said there'll come a time when they'll give you your own blood to drink. What are we saying? As you have done, so shall it be done unto you. So we have to teach you the origin of your thinking. The origin of your iniquities in the street. Yes, your origin to that is the fact that white folks brought you here and fed your empty bodies full of themselves. This is why we call them devils. Not because they're white. What makes him a devil? He becomes a devil when he takes his behavior, his iniquitous behavior, and infects other people with it. Now you're a devil. If he never infected other people with the way he was, he's just a man walking the earth in corruption. He necessarily don't have to be a devil. He's containing his illness to himself. But when he began to infect the peoples of color, this is where he gets the name devil. He has everybody on earth acting like him. He's the world ruler. But all of the books point to that he would come up and rule the whole earth for 6,000 years or six periods of time. 6 days he got to make his world, but it was not a righteous God. It was the white man's 6 days. It was his 6 periods of time. We have to clear up some of these things, because I know your mind is in confusion about a lot of things that you hear. You probably, like myself, grew up in a house where mother and father went to church. Eh? Took you to church. Y'all go to church? Oh, you don't go? I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you. Of course, there's things in there that you should know so that you'll get a real picture of why we're here. Is that right?